Covering the crew all season long, it's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio in downtown Milwaukee at the Avenue, here is your host, Bob Brainerd.
Well, it was the old-fashioned version of Major League Baseball. Over 3 hours in Denver, 9 innings of baseball. But the Brewers prevail over the Rockies to win it 4-3. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this late Tuesday evening. We're going to compact everything on Brewers Extra Innings because our guest is Jerry Augustine. And Augie needs to turn in because we're getting close to the bewitching hour. But Augie, let me just start here, my friend, with the Brewers. The way they won this game, we've seen this time and time again this year. They have a knack for doing this. They have ways to find ways to win baseball games like they did tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, with this ball club, I think when you look at the way Murph is going from spring training on, he's got a kind of a personality with this ball club where you play every game. When you come out each and every day, you're going to play 27 outs. And you're going to play as hard as you can for 27 outs. And that's exactly what they did today. When you look at what happened in that ninth inning, of 55 pitches by the opponents.
Yeah.
Really up there battling. There were some really good at-bats throughout the whole inning. But this team goes out and they play 27 outs. And if you're going to beat them, you better play well all 27 outs. Because they're going to come at you and they're going to play hard and they have good at-bats and the bats are going to get better. It's just fun to watch.
Augie, I'm glad you pointed out all the pitches that the Rocky pitchers threw in that ninth inning. 55 pitches tossed, and Milwaukee wearing pitchers down. So you've been on the end of being on the mound and throwing a lot of pitches and having guys foul off and having guys battle. What does that do to a pitcher's psyche and his mentality when it's taking forever just to try to get outs and you still can't get the job done?
Well, it starts right from the beginning. You know, Monasterio did a nice job. Nice job. And he went 7 pitches and got the base hit, but then you got that 10-pitch walk by trying. It does wear on you because you're sitting there trying to figure out, especially when you're in Colorado. I think we talked about it last night. You see in Colorado, you don't get the good hard break. They say you don't have the good breaking ball. You don't have the good cutter and all these things when you go to Colorado because of altitude and everything. But when you look at everything that you have to do here, you have to pitch well with your fastball. You have to be able to command your fastball for strikes. And it kind of takes away some pitches from you because sometimes when you're pitching in different cities and not like Colorado, you can use that breaking ball. You can use the changeup. You can use the cutter and things that you don't get the good break that you do in Colorado. So it forces you to make go back to one pitch. And when you go back to one pitch, it turns the way you approach the at bat gets a little bit easier because you can go up look for that fastball.
So there is something to that, Augie. When you're a pitcher and you're throwing a lot of pitches, and you're, as you said, you're trying to be too fine, and guys keep making contact and they make you work. There's something to that. When you can wear down a pitcher, that can play to your advantage as a hitter, can it?
It sure can. It sure can. It works when you have to locate your pitches constantly and you're fighting off pitches. I think when you look at what the pitches that Terang had fought off, he fought off a pitch probably in every fastball quadrant that Mears could throw a pitch. So, you know, when you get in those situations, it gets really tough. And you have to really locate your fastball. You have to try to throw a couple breaking balls. He threw a couple breaking balls that he threw that weren't strikes, made pretty good pitches, were just missed. But it changes the way you have to approach. And anytime you go deep in the counts, you go many pitches in the inning. That's why you see a lot of times in Major League Baseball that number that everybody looks at now is 30 pitches in an inning is really a thing where you have to really start looking at that pitcher. Has he thrown too many pitches in an inning? Because he's out there trying to locate his pitches, trying to get people out, and at the same time be able to use all his pitches. And the Brewers did a great job in that ninth inning by having those two guys throw 55 pitches. That is amazing.
Yeah, they wore those pitchers out to win it 4-3 in 9 innings. He's Jerry Augustine. More coming up on Brewers Extra Innings. We're going to talk about the start that Dallas Keuchel gave the Brewers tonight. But thunderstorms can happen anytime in Wisconsin. They're happening right now. As an authorized Generac dealer, Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical can save you up to $1,500 off a whole home generator. Visit them at Sider.com today. More BEI when we return.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
That's the late night version. Milwaukee, though, making the most of it, beating the Colorado Rockies 4-3 to even this four-game series up at a game apiece. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday evening, joined by former Brewer pitcher Jerry Augustine and Augie. Dallas Keuchel, his second start in a Brewer uniform, goes in the sixth inning, goes 5 1/3, gives up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts through 78 pitches. Looked pretty comfortable out there for just his second start, didn't he?
Yeah, it's just like you said in the beginning of the show, an old-style game with the 3 hours and 21 minutes. Well, I think Dallas Keuchel showed us what veteran pitchers, old-style pitchers do to be successful. And, you know, you and I talked about this last week when they picked Dallas Keuchel up, is he might pitch that next day. He did come in and he pitched pretty well in his first start. But we talked about having him get into a game, experience back in the major leagues, and then let him go through his regular routine that he would do in between starts. What would it do to him? And we talked about if he could get back to his old style, being able to what? Expand the strike zone on the outside part of the plate, show on the inside part of the plate, use his changeup away, throw an occasional breaking ball. That's his style. It's an old style what left-handers do. They play with the outside corner. They expand the strike zone. You become successful. I thought he did exactly that tonight. I thought he gave up the 2 runs with the home run in the second. But other than that, he stayed to his game plan, and it was very successful. Using that outside part of plate, elevating once in a while, but I'll tell you what, showing on that inside part of plate every once in a while, getting a strike and then going back out with that fastball and changeup was really successful for him tonight.
And I think, Augie, going into the sixth inning, they ran him back out there. Again, he only threw 78 pitches. And I think the idea was, okay, let's see if he can give us all of the sixth inning, and then we can piecemeal it there from the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and on. Had to take him out with one out in the sixth inning. But we've seen Brewer starters that don't get in the sixth inning. We've seen all of them, including Freddie Peralta, where he's throwing too many pitches and has to exit early. So if Dallas Keuchel can do this on a regular basis, get you into at least the sixth inning or even beyond, hats off to him if he can get you there, because this bullpen, as we know, has been used a lot. The more guys that you can get to start games and go deeper, that's going to help everybody on this staff, isn't it?
I think you said it perfectly right there. And, you know, why do you go out and you pick up a Dallas Keuchel? Because you hopefully come back and you can get back to his own style and take you into that sixth inning and have a low pitch count going in the game, keep you in the game. And what he does, what is he? He's an innings guy. Some guys you go out there and you say, hey, you know what? You're my number one guy. Freddie Peralta, you're my number one guy. Colin Ray, you're my number two guy. You guys got to go out there. We need wins from you guys. But then you get those guys that go out and they give you innings, because what you know, if those guys go out with this way this ball team is playing, they give you innings, you got a chance to win a lot of ball games. And that's exactly what Dallas Keuchel did tonight. He went out and gave them the innings that they needed. And that veteran pitcher that goes out and understands what you need to do to stay in the ball game as long as you can, keep your pitch count as low as you possibly can. And I like what Murph did that. I like Murph to put him out there in that sixth inning just to see where he is. And that's only going to help Dennis. That's only going to help Dallas Keuchel for his next start. Now he'll be able to get in that good routine of in between starts, going through everything you usually do as a starter in the major league. I think it's going to pay dividends for the Brewers.
Do you know what Dallas Keuchel?
You call him Dallas Keuchel. You said it's late. I'm old. Yeah. You got it, Bobby. You got it.
You get a pat when the Brewers play games that go over 3 hours. You get a pass, my friend. How about Trevor McGill? Yeah. It looked like they wouldn't even get to him, Augie, the way this game was playing out late, and then into the ninth, and then all of a sudden he has to get up and he has to close it up because his baseball team has the lead. He has just responded. His 18th save this year, he has responded so well for a guy who wasn't considered to even be the closer, much less a key piece of this bullpen.
I like the adjustment he made right here in Colorado, understanding that, you know what, he's got that good breaking ball. When he's got that good breaking ball, we have talked about that last week. We talked about it over the start of the season. When he's got that breaking ball, he gets that over the plate. He's devastating because he's got that 100-mile-an-hour fastball or upper 90-mile-an-hour fastball that he can locate down in the zone and up in the zone. But I thought he made an adjustment here really from even last night where you see pitchers that go in the ballgame that understand that, yeah, you don't have that good breaking ball. I'm going to show my breaking ball, but I'm going to pitch with my fastball. I thought he did a masterful job of making that adjustment tonight and really pitched that last thing, did a great job. And there, here's a guy who's really, when you talk about the education, about developing into a role in a pitching staff, boy, he's taken on that role as a closer, and he's learned and he's taken that education. He's done a great job.
Sure has. He is Jerry Augustine. We've got one more segment with Augie before we turn him in for the evening. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association member FDIC. When we return on Brewers Extra Innings, more on Trevor Megill and the closing situation going forward when we return.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Happy, happy, joy, joy in Denver as the Brewers win it in comeback fashion. How else do they win ball games this year? 4-3 the final. Milwaukee over the Colorado Rockies. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday evening, along with former Brewer pitcher Jerry Augustine. All right, Augie. So Devin Williams, we've heard little bits and pieces that he's been doing some tossing and he's kind of getting ready. And maybe we see him, certainly not before the All-Star break, but maybe sometime after. And I'm guessing maybe possibly early August. Here's the question, which is as good as Trevor Megill has been, and when Devin Williams comes back and as good as he has been in the past, what do you do?
I think what you do is you go back to the guy who's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball as a short man and as a closer, and that's Devin Williams. But I think what happens here now is you actually have two closers, and I think one thing that Murphy's going to do, he's going to allow Devin Williams to go into games and pitch and really go to where he's feeling comfortable to get in that closing role. And boy, when you've got a guy like Megill coming in and pitching the way it is, it allows you to do that, just that. So when you're talking about, we've talked about it already, is when is Devin coming back? We hopefully right after the All-Star break. It's just that All-Star break is over and he comes in and he's their closer. It'll take a little bit of time. This allows you to go into a good part of August having two closers, and yet giving Devin Williams the time that he needs to get sharp, that he's ready to go and to be the closer. And once he's in that role, once he's got that role, boy, it just opens up everything because Megill can be versatile. He can come in, he can stop an inning for a starter. He can be the closer when Devin's pitched too much. That really opens it up. And having two closers on a team is really magic today. And we all know that in order to win a pennant, you got to have a bullpen. And when you have two great closers in a bullpen, that makes it pretty special.
Yeah, okay, no doubt, Augie. So are you saying, I just want to be clear here, are you saying that Devin Williams comes back, he says, I'm cleared, I'm healthy, he's the closer, and Megill turns into, say, the eighth inning man? Or are you saying Devin kind of goes back to when he was backing up Josh Hader when he was the eighth inning guy and sort of let him ease in? What's your preference? What do you think is going to happen?
I think what you just said, Bobby, I think you hit it perfectly right on the head when you said that number one, he's going to be that eighth inning guy. You know, it takes time to get back and really feel comfortable in what you're doing. And we know what Devin Williams can do, not only as a closer, but as a setup man. So I think when it starts with Trevor Megill throwing the ball so well, located, being 18 out of 19 now for being a closer's role, I think you keep him there for the time being, and you allow Devin to work himself in until he's comfortable. Then you get in a situation where Maybe McGill has worked too many days in a row. Devin can take over. And then when he gets in that groove and feeling comfortable, then you've got the option of what you can do. But I still believe that Devin Williams is your closer, and he's going to be the closer. And I think once they get in that situation, I think McGill will be that eighth inning guy. But it's good because you can rotate guys. If guy works too much, you can use the other one. So having those two closers are really going to be a big benefit for this ball club.
I agree. Before we let you go, Augie, I got to ask you about the game last night. Right before the Rockies got the walk-off win, the Brewers started moving guys around, and Ricky Weeks, of course, because Murph got tossed in the game, and Ricky Weeks comes out and gives Sal Frelick a different glove, and he's out there strategizing, and Chris Hook is out there as well. Have you ever, in your whether you were on the mound or not, have you ever seen, when you were a player, the pitching coach and the acting manager or the manager or whatever, have you ever seen two guys out at the mound at the same time like that?
Well, they all have their, you know, their coaches. They have their jobs to do, and I thought it was really kind of neat because I think the one thing that Chris wanted to do, he just wanted to make sure that you go out there and you throw the ball and what to let the pitcher know what he has to do to be successful. But at the same time, Ricky was going out there to make it sure that defensively they were in the right areas, and yeah, you don't see that too much in the game of baseball. Usually, if you do that, it usually is the manager that will go out and do it. You don't see it with both guys, but it looked, you know, it just looked like both guys knew exactly what they needed to do, what they had to do, and what they wanted to do, and when they went out there. And Ricky just went out to make sure that everybody was on the same page. And Chris just said, "Hey, you know, I'm out here with Ricky. I talked to him a lot. I thought we'd walk out together and we'll chat a little bit." But you don't see that too often, Bobby, in the game of baseball. But you know what? If it helps you win. If it does, everybody knows what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's part of baseball.
Yeah. Could you imagine Harvey walking out with Cal MacLish and you're on the mound? You'd be like, "What are you guys doing out here?" I know it would have thrown you for a loop back in the day, but
those two guys would be having a conversation about what's going on, and then he'd say, "Okay, guys, let's go," and walk off. But you know, it was so good though. You're seeing Ricky Weeks really starting to understand that he looked so calm when he took over the ball club after Murph got kicked out of ball game. He looked so calm, knew exactly what he wanted to do, but yet he allowed a good manager will allow your coaches to do their job, and that's exactly what Ricky did there. He said, "Go on out, Chris, do your job. I'll do mine."
Augie, I did my job. I'm going to get you to bed before midnight. So thanks for joining us on Brewers Extra Innings. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
I'll tell you what, this seems like an old timber rattler game tonight. We had that 3-hour and 20,
yeah.
21 minute, but as long as you come out with a win, you play good baseball, that's what it's all about. Like, great being with you, Bob, and we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, you got it. He is Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewer pitcher. His team wins it tonight in Denver over the Rockies 4-3. More BEI when we return.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Milwaukee a winner in comeback fashion, 4-3 over the Colorado Rockies in Denver. So the series, the four-game series, is now tied up at a game apiece. After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy met with the media. This time, Murph didn't get tossed during the game, so he got to talk all about it.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, this has been a tough place for us to pull off a victory. And we had a lot of unsung heroes, a lot of guys like Rob Z coming in and getting stuff out. But, yeah, that last inning plate appearances were with a lot, you know, with great focus. And, you know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit offensively when we needed to. But, you know, Reese Hoskins hanging in there down 0-2. And then, you know, Monasterio, Mitchell's at bat, drawing that walk. I mean, that's baseball, man. That's how you play offense. So, yeah, we didn't get the big hit, but we pecked away like, you know, like little woodpeckers and came up with enough. McGill was great.
How does an inning like that build, Murph, when like Mona full count, Terang full count 10 pitches, Yelly full count, right?
Yeah, that's it.
How do those build off of one another?
You just stay in the present, you know. pitch by pitch, and it sounds cliche, but you stay in the present, and you have to be mentally tough. You really have to be mentally tough to stay in the present and not leave the zone. You know, Willie Adames is big at bat, you know, like down 0-2, you know, staying in the present. And just doing what he had to do. It was a bunch of that. And that mental toughness, you can do it without hitting the ball hard. Did we hit a ball hard there? I don't think Monasterios was okay, but credit to him. He's been in the cooler for, you know, most of the season.
What does it say about some of those great at-bats coming from such young players?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been doing all year long. I mean, these guys are learning to play. That's how they play. That's what they're building themselves to do, you know. And when the older players do the same thing, you know, Adames with a two-strike sack fly and Hoskins getting hit by a pitch when, you know, he was down 0-2. Yelich is, you know, he's been unbelievable consistently, you know. And he puts it all on himself, too. But those young players learn from that, you know.
With the mental toughness, is that true for the pitchers, too?
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, you know what I mean? That's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. Okay? So we asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it, you know? But, I mean, this is a beautiful stadium and a beautiful place, and, you know, they have great fans that come out and support them. I love that. It's tough on our guys. It really is.
What do you think of Dallas going into the sixth?
It's great. Big lift for us, you know. I mean, you know, I remember watching him pitch when I was a teenager, and he was effective then, and we still got that going, you know.
What year was that?
When I was a teenager.
Did Hudson seem a little less crisp or sharp in that second?
Well, I thought he was good. He got his pitch kind of, you know. I thought he was really good. He doesn't usually walk people, but I thought he was really good. Hobie, you know what I mean? That's a big at bat. Hobie Milliner coming in that situation, and a lot of guys couldn't handle that. Paredes didn't have his best, but you know, Hobie getting us out of that. Rob Z getting us out of the other mess. And Keuchel really is the story of the game, getting 15 outs. They didn't have guns back when he started, so it was like, you know, it's great to see that he can see what he's throwing now.
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel got things started on the mound. He kept things in check, and the Brewer bats, little woodpeckers, as Murph called them, able to get the job done and win it in comeback fashion, 4-3 over the Rockies. When we come back, in case you missed any of the action, we'll recap it for you on Brewers Extra Innings.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
Yeah, no home run calls for the Brewers in this one, which is kind of odd and strange that you win it 4-3 and you don't have any home runs hit at Coors Field in Mile High, Denver. But nevertheless, here's how they got it done. Top of the second inning, Milwaukee strikes first with Sal Frelick at the plate.
One for one in last night's game. 1-2, a little soft liner into left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Adames racing around third. Jones is up with it. He's going to throw home. And Adames is in there safely. And the throw goes all the way back to the backstop. But Feltner was backing it up. So no extra base for Mitchell, who stands at second. But the Brewers have struck first on an RBI single from Sal Frelick.
Yeah, so the lead was 1-0, but it didn't last long. Rockies countered with a pair in the bottom half of the second to lead it 2-1, and it stayed that way until the seventh inning, and that's when Milwaukee got some help from the baseball gods to tie it.
Can Terang deliver? 3-2 pitch, swinging a high pop-up. Shallow into right, in comes Hunter Goodman. He is almost to second base, can't find it. He lost it in the twilight, and the ball falls on the grass. In from third comes Jorio. And Bryce Terang ends up at second base with a setting sky gift. It's an RBI double, and the Brewers tie the game at 2 that way.
Yeah, weird, wild stuff to be sure. So tied at two, but then in the bottom of the eighth, the Rockies looked like they were going to go up 2-0 in this best of four when they got this big hit.
One count on Doyle. Hudson looks back at second, brings home the pitch, and this is lined in the left center field. Perkins won't get to that one. He'll get to it on a hop. Around third and scoring is McMahon. Into second with an RBI double is Brinton Doyle, and the Rockies take a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, Doyle's been a problem for the Brewers in this series. But in the top of the ninth, you just heard Murph talking about how they were woodpeckers and how they just kept pecking away and just kept at it. 55 pitches thrown by Rocky pitchers in the ninth inning. Milwaukee tied it on a sacrifice fly. And then, of all things, with the bases loaded, you know about the grand slams they've hit, right? Well, how about taking the lead on this?
Lawrence with that big bushy hair flowing out of the back of his cap, looking in. And the 2-2 pitch. And it hit him! It hit Reese Hoskins, and the Brewers take the lead! A two-seam fastball ran in, and it hit Hoskins with the bases loaded, and the Brewers lead it 4-3 in the ninth.
How about that? Trevor McGill got the chance to get called upon in the bottom of the ninth inning. He closed the door, getting his 18th save of the season. Milwaukee wins it 4-3. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we will wrap things up. Now it's Wednesday morning, so we'll get you ready for the game later tonight at Coors Field in Denver.
We're downtown.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Last night, Milwaukee lost in extra innings. Tonight, they needed 9 innings, but they got the job done, winning in comeback fashion 4-3 over the Colorado Rockies on Tuesday night. Later tonight, because it's already Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, it'll be game 3 of this 4-game set. It's a 4-gamer. In fact, they're going to play on the 4th of July. It'll be a night game to close out the series in Denver. But game 3 later tonight will feature Colin Ray on the hill from Milwaukee. He's 7-2, an ERA of 3.61 and 62 strikeouts so far this season. Dakota Hudson, former St. Louis Cardinal pitcher, is 2-11. He'll be the starting pitcher for the Rockies later tonight. ERA of 5.84 with 44 strikeouts. And speaking of the Cardinals, St. Louis was a winner at Pittsburgh on Tuesday. So Milwaukee, with their win, stays in front of the second place Cardinals in the NL Central by 6 full games. That'll do it for Brewers Extra Innings. For Matt pressing all the buttons, for Jerry Augustine, I'm Bob Brainerd. Thanks for listening in on Brewers Extra Innings.